And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work, black or sleeve on deep. Here comes Jim.
All right, stop it, Fats. It is actually, should we say, Blue Tuesday? We survived another Memorial Day weekend. And here we are. It's now, what, Tax Tuesday. I believe we work 9 months a year for the government. So this is May 28th. Figure another few months and you'll be able to work for yourself. From January through September, you're working for Obama and your state and your local pensioners. What part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why is the really big question for me of the day. And I'll tell you why I'm asking that. Many of you are Catholics, I would assume, knowing the demographics of my audience, and you go to confession, which is a beautiful ritual, I think. It's fabulous. It predated psychiatry, and it costs nothing. And many of you go to psychiatrists and psychologists to confess. Really, what it is confessional at a fee, $X an hour for confession. And many of you don't confess at all, and you live with your shame and your pain. So last night, I watched an HBO special called Behind the Candelabra. And the word candelabra struck a chord with me since I cleaned them as a youth in my father's antique store. I love cleaning candelabra with cyanide solution, which I've written about extensively in many, many of my books. But candelabra are very interesting. And the title behind the candelabra was about the showman, I shall say showman, known as Liberace. Liberace was very popular in the 1950s. And the reason I'm talking about this show today is because it had the largest audience ever for an HBO biopic, by 2.5 million viewers, apparently. By comparison, the HBO biopic with Al Pacino and Helen Mirren about the Hollywood record producer, I think got 800,000 viewers. So 2.5 million is a big, big deal. So I'm saying to myself, why did so many people watch the HBO biography or biopic on Liberace, since it's so openly 50s, 60s gay, I mean, is what it comes down to. And the question is there much of a fascination with it? But I enjoyed the play that I watched, the show that I watched, because it was fabulously produced. It was well written. It was directed well by Soderbergh. The sets and costumes were astonishing. I turned away when the men kissed each other, I'll be very honest. I was not interested in Matt Damon's Behind. I could have done without it. But as a work of art and as a story, I found it fascinating. I mean, Liberace looked like a very nice person, frankly, and I thought that was interesting. And going back to when I was a young boy and Liberace was very popular, the women, the middle-aged women in my mother's crowd, who were very simple women, they were not college-educated, they were homemakers in the truest sense of the word, they were sweet women. They all loved Liberace. They loved this man. I have no idea. He was charming, and he was a fabulous piano player. His name was Lazio Valentino Liberace, and he was born in Wisconsin. And his mother was a very, very big part of his life. He started out with nothing to make a living. He played in movie theaters and nightclubs, which they left out of the biopic, by the way. He played in the movie theaters and nightclubs before he made it very big, and he was a great showman. And he had 35 million viewers at the height of the program that he played. Which program was that? I forget, one of his programs. In 1951, the premiere of the Liberace show. Oh, that's right, a television show. He had 35 million viewers in 1951, but he was a hidden gay man. And what struck me was how men had to live in those days, the hidden life that men had to live, or women for that matter, of course, in those days. Whereas today it's not the same thing. It's a different universe and a different world, especially amongst younger people. So I don't really want to talk about gayness per se. That's been done. I want to talk about you, the audience. What part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? Now, again, you're saying, well, why am I asking that on a national radio show here in the Savage Nation? Well, because I'm curious what kind of responses I'm going or likely to get. I may get none, in which case I'll go on to other questions, which is, do you agree that Obama's face is the right choice to add to Mount Rushmore? Okay. I mean, we could go to that one. It's nothing to do with the first story. But I don't want to do Obama. I don't want to do IRS. I don't want to do scandals. I just can't take it. I know in my heart that these scandals are serious. And I know in my heart that Holder should have resigned. And I know in my heart that Obama has committed impeachable offenses. I know all of this. But I'm not going to eat my heart out every day telling you what you already know. Let the opposition party, who has a job, and their job is to keep the other party in line, let the opposition party call the Republicans, do their damn job, and leave me alone so I can do mine. Okay? Now, did any of you watch the Liberace thing on HBO last night? I would assume most of you didn't. This is a national radio audience. This is a free show. My performance is free. You don't have to pay to get it. Many of you don't get HBO, but you're somewhat familiar probably with Liberace. On the other hand, I think there's a large crossover between cable viewers and those who listen to the Savage Nation. There's a number of reasons I believe that. And therefore, I can ask you another question is, did you like the Liberace thing behind the candelabra, whatever it was called? Did you find it offensive? Let's play clip number one to charge people up as they're calling 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation, and I'm open for business.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Liberace.
This is my friend, Scott Thorson. You are incredible out there.
Well, this must be fate. I have a great idea. Why don't you come work for me?
As what?
I want to be everything to you, Scott. I want to be father, brother, lover.
That's Michael
friend.
Douglas in his weirdest role ever.
I want you to make Scott look like this. You make me feel so young.
Why would a grown man want to adopt another grown man?
So we can be family.
All I do is give and give and give.
I can't live like this.
You're being paranoid, Scott. Are you stoned?
I'm not. I'm upset. Don't change the subject. I don't even have my own face.
I used to walk out of the living room when they played, when Liberace was on Ed Sullivan. I mean, I didn't know what to make of it as a kid. A guy with a candelabra with incredibly remarkable costumes, like in the 18th century England. But all right, I wasn't my mother. I wasn't a housewife in Queens. They loved him to death. Now, his personal life was remarkable in many ways. He sued anybody who claimed he was gay. He won another court battle against the British columnist years later over comments that he was gay. And he worked very hard to conceal his fact and maintain his dominantly female following. They wanted to believe that his effeminate ways were simply that he was that kind of man. And they wanted to believe that they could have a relationship with him. That was part of the shtick, I suppose. This one, though, was a little different, this HBO show. It's very interesting because he had a lasting impact on the world of big entertainment. His garishness, his style influenced Elvis Presley, Elton John, and David Bowie, and many others. And so when I say to you an HBO film that I watched last night with Michael Douglas playing the legendary showman is worth talking about, there's a reason for it. And the reason is that I do news, views, and reviews. I coined that phrase when I was a local host on KSFO back in 1994. That's what I used to specialize in when I was just a local host. I already didn't want to just get stuck in politics. Made my name doing reviews of the news, and views of the world, meaning my own, observation, and reviews. So I'm reviewing the HBO documentary Behind the Candelabra. Now, you don't have to have watched it to join in the conversation. That's the beauty. Let's say you're driving in a car in somewhere America. You can call and tell me what you're hiding. I'll be your father confessor, because Liberace had to hide his sexuality. That's a clear, obvious element to this story. And he had to conceal a gayness to maintain his dominantly female following. But you don't really have to hide that today. But there are other things people are hiding. I'd like to know what it is that you hide from the world today. I'm going to shock you with what I'm going to tell you, not so much about myself, but what I'm going to tell you about society today. I don't want to give it all away in the first shot. Society today permits virtually everything except love of country, nationalism, patriotism, and conservatism. You have to hide those things. You have to be a Murano conservative to survive in America today. What do you hide? What do you not tell people? And why? 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the one and only, the last word in talk radio, The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of traffic, major problems. Fremont southbound 680 before Mission Boulevard South. Two left lanes blocked by a crash. Signal alert has been issued. Traffic is backed up almost to Mission Boulevard North. Northbound slows at the scene of the accident. Continues over the Sunol grade. Heavy traffic upper deck of the Bay Bridge, all because of earlier problems on southbound 101. It is slow. Pretty much base of the incline over to 101. Northbound 101 slow and go and stretches from Oyster Point onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So this notion of good news is bizarre to me.
Mark Levin.
So pushing it down the road is not good news. The Constitution being damaged is not good news.
Weekdays at 3.
Expanding the taxing powers of the government without even identifying which taxing powers were expanding, that's not good news. This whole thing is crap. This is why people are disgusted. We're fed up with the way Washington works. Or doesn't work.
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about an odd subject, I realize, for what is considered talk radio, especially conservative talk radio, which is entertainment. But I am an individual who remembers one thing, which is that talk radio is in the entertainment sphere. I think it's forgotten by too many. I don't care what your message is. If it's not entertaining, you're not going to have an audience. And I have to tell you that I'm easily entertained by great stuff and bored rapidly by garbage. And I thought that this biopic on HBO Behind the Candelabra about Liberace was very entertaining. Again, I will repeat, I didn't want to watch him, Michael Douglas kissing Matt Damon. I just can't relate to that. I didn't like seeing Matt Damon's behind. It was too often. I didn't need it. I could have done without it. But nevertheless, there was something about the show, the magnificence of the sets and the directing and the production and the lighting were amazing. Of course, it's because Soderbergh, the director, was involved. But again, I want to repeat that the entertainer had an enormous lasting effect on society. I'm going to tell you that I didn't even know he influenced me. I couldn't be more opposite to Liberace in my lifestyle. I don't mean the sexual part as only the sexual part. In any way, I don't lead an ostentatious life. I'm the exact opposite. I wear the same clothing every day to the consternation of some in my family. But I read that he even drove to his piano on stage in one of his many luxury automobiles. I didn't know this when I did that at one of my performances. At least I don't remember seeing it, but I must have remembered it because it happened when I was a little boy. In other words, he drove on stage in a luxury car, right? Well, when I appeared live in 90, I don't even remember anymore what year it was. I don't remember. It's so long ago. 10 years ago, Teddy was a baby. So we're talking 03, 04 at the Concord Pavilion, now known as the Chronicle Pavilion. I sold it out with 7,000 people. I outperformed, I outdrew a famous female rock star, which was an amazing thing. But I drove out on that stage in a red Cadillac. My 1965 red Cadillac, I drove it on the stage. I wasn't allowed to drive it on the stage, incidentally. The union made us push it on the, they had to push it on the stage. And one of the moron union members pushed it into a concrete pier just to spite me at the end. I know that. Anyway, the point is that I did that thinking I originated driving on stage with a car. Little did I know I was influenced by Liberace. And even today I'm being influenced by Liberace. Those of you who listen to the Savage Nation on a fairly regular basis and have done so for many years, understand that I have many studios. Most of them are home studios, and they're around the country. I have three or four in the San Francisco area and others around the country, and I move around quite a lot. Not much, actually, lately. I've been very homebody-ish. Being that I work at home, I don't really pay any attention to what I wear. I'm not on television, so I don't wear great clothing. But after watching this HBO show, you know what I thought? I said, you know, Michael, maybe if you dressed better, even for a home performance, you'd feel better about yourself and your life. It's like my mother was talking to me. So I put on really good clothing today to do a radio show alone in a studio. So what do I see of my own clothing, my arms and my hands? So I'm wearing a nice shirt as opposed to a sweatsuit. So what I'm saying to you is that there are many things that influence us openly and covertly, right? And I was influenced positively by this. I didn't think Michael Douglas, just getting into the piece itself, I didn't find him compelling as Liberace. I don't even know why he took the job. I don't know. I didn't even know he was still living. With all due respect to Michael Douglas, who I thought is a great thought was a great actor, I haven't any idea why he took the part of Liberace. He didn't do a good job. I guess he drew an audience for sure. Matt Damon as the younger boyfriend, yes, I could see. But I don't know, someone else could have done the role better than Douglas. Douglas was so good in so many of his earlier movies. Do I have to mention them? But then he got cancer, throat cancer, right? And the guy survives throat cancer, and this is his comeback. You have to admire him for that. But I wasn't that impressed with him. I thought he was... Every time I saw him talk, you know, he was trying to be gay. And that was a strain to watch Douglas stretching his voice, stretching his mouth, aping a certain mouth-like look. I can't explain it. It just didn't look right to me. Anyway, what did you think about the show? And number two, what part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? I think these are great topics. And I'll begin with... I'll begin anywhere in America, man. I got such great callers. See, this is all intuition. Talk radio is a lot of preparation, but a real higher amount of intuition. If someone had said to anyone else, oh, you're going to talk about this today, you'll get no callers, they would have said, yeah, I won't talk about it. I'm talking about it. The lines are smashed, sold out. I knew it. I just knew this topic would work. Knew it. So let's begin with you, the caller. WABC, Chris, you're the first up. Go ahead, please. What do you think of the Liberace story on HBO?
Yeah, I saw the story. I thought it was well done. I thought the, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but the storyline was a little weak. I was a little bored with the movie, even though I enjoyed it. All the ratings of, oh, 4 stars and fantastic. I didn't feel that way about it. I agree about Michael Douglas. He looked like he was straining.
So let me ask you this. So you had similar reactions to me that I had, but you love the sets and the drama, right? That drama, the sets were great. Is that it?
No, I thought that I didn't know much about Liberace, only what I've heard.
Well, of course, he's from another era. So, okay, so as a younger guy watching it, what'd you take away from it?
Behind the scenes of who he was, he was someone I've heard about. I didn't know much about him.
All right, but you enjoyed it. You weren't offended by it. But Michael Douglas, as a gay man in that era, didn't play for me, by the way. They could have. Who else could they have used?
Savage.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with a goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah, it's about traffic. Still trouble south San Francisco, southbound 101 Sierra Point Parkway. There was an earlier dump truck and a car that got in an accident. That dump truck is still blocking one of the right lanes. Still waiting for a big rig tow truck to get there to remove it. And that's got traffic backed up into San Francisco and on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, backed up from the base of the incline. Another signaler at southbound 680 Mission Boulevard South. 2 left lanes blocked there. Traffic backed up now to Mission Boulevard North. On the peninsula, northbound 101 is slow from Woodside Road as you head up towards Highway 92. Southbound 85, that's slow from Highway 280 down to Highway 17. Also slow, Nimitz Freeway 880 both directions between 237 and 101. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I've been playing this boogie-woogie at 8 beats to the bar. I'd like to try playing it now at 16 beats to the bar.
My fascination with this project has to do with the script. One of the best screenplays I've seen in a long time.
All right, we got the picture. Michael Douglas as Liberace didn't work for me. Matt Damon as the boyfriend didn't. I don't know, whatever. They're all very, politically, these are some of the most leftist people on planet Earth, by the way. And you could ask yourself, why did they choose Liberace to glorify? Why did they do an homage to Liberace? A piano player at the end of the day, a very good piano player and an entertainer. It was a good story. It got good ratings. They guessed right. They know their audience for HBO. But, you know, looking back, who else could they have lionized? Could they have done an HBO biopic on, for example, Albert Einstein? Would they have had the same audience showing stodgy old Einstein with crazy hair? I don't know. I mean, you could write a script about Einstein that's as exciting as any. You could do one on Madame Curie that's as good as any. But, all right, it's the world of entertainment is a different world than most of us understand. But you have to remember that you're listening to radio right now. And you say, oh, okay, thank you, Michael. I didn't know I was listening to radio. I thought it was coming in on my filling. Radio was originally an entertainment medium, just like television is today. Radio was not intended to be a diatribe, a political diatribe, left or right. Now, it's evolved. It's evolved as an alternative to the 24/7 diatribe of the left on the mainstream media. That we understand. And even the small part that we play in trying to present an opposite viewpoint, or let's say an opposing viewpoint, even that's too much for the Weintraubs, the Douglases, the Damons, and those in Hollywood who really don't want any opposition. They want a dictatorship of ideas. And we understand where dictatorships lead, and we're opposed to dictatorships of any kind. We have scandals going on right now. At the same time these are going on, they're floating the idea that Obama is such a great man, he should be they should add him to Mount Rushmore. Now, why would they come up with that today, that Obama is such a great man, they should add him to Mount Rushmore? Because there are four scandals surrounding him. So this is how it works. It's constant propaganda and a constant attempt to deconstruct their propaganda on talk radio. But when I see Behind the Candelabra, I'd lie to you if I said I didn't watch it. I did watch it. At first, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the half of it. Then I was bored last night. I watched the other half. And I enjoyed it. What did I enjoy the most? I enjoyed the sets. I enjoyed the costumes. I enjoyed the antiques. Actually, I enjoyed the setting, the antiques more than any, because I come from my father was in the antique business. I thought they were amazing. And the clothing was astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. By the way, we here at the Savage Nation are part of a bigger family at the Cumulus Media Networks. And by the way, I'm pleased to tell you about something good we're all going to do to benefit the victims of the tornado in the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Cumulus will be broadcasting a concert entitled Healing in the Heartland this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, in conjunction with NBC Television. And Cumulus will accept donations to help the victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes, along with performances from superstar artists including Reba McEntire, Vince Gill, Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, and more. So listen, don't forget, you'll be able to find Healing in the Heartland, a benefit concert for the victims devastated by tornadoes in Oklahoma, this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on NBC. Although it competes with my show, Mark It Down, help us raise a little money for our friend and neighbors affected by this disaster. 855-400-7282. You can donate online, by the way, to the tornado victims at UnitedWayOKC.org. UnitedWayOKC.org. But getting back to the topic at hand, I also asked you, what part of your life do you keep secret and why? I am now going to be your father confessor, because things you can tell me on this national show, you probably could never tell your priest and your psychiatrist, maybe. But maybe you can tell a national audience because you're anonymous, right? Let's begin in San Francisco on KSFO. Mike, what do you keep hidden from people?
I hunt.
Okay. You're not a stalker. You're a hunter.
Yes. As in animals.
Okay.
And living in the Bay Area, it's not something you would share with the folks you work with or socialize with, because you can imagine what kind of reaction you'll get.
What kind of animals do you kill?
Wild boar, deer. I also spearfish, pheasant, ducks.
Well, when it all comes down, man, you'll be eating and we'll be starving, all of us Safeway goers who eat it in wrappings.
Yeah, I explained to my...
Hey, how do you skin a deer, Mike? I've often wondered about it. I live in an area where there are wild deer abound up on the hills, and I've often thought, sure, I can shoot a deer, but how do you actually skin a deer before you cook it or eat it?
Well, you field dress it first, then you suspend it by a device called a gambrel.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by field dress it? I get it a costume? Of course not. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. That would be the initial processing. As soon as it's down, you have to open it up and remove the entrails as quickly as possible to allow the carcass.
Okay, explain why you have to do that with a wild animal, that you have to cut its guts out. Why? What is that to prevent the bacteria in the guts from disseminating through the flesh?
Correct, and also to accelerate the cooling as much as possible so the flesh doesn't spoil.
Oh, cooling, interesting. Very intriguing. Okay, so the hunter now has to become the butcher. He has to cut the animal open. He has to cut out the entrails. What do you generally do with entrails, by the way, after you remove them from a deer?
Well, generally, you just leave them where they are because they become part of the food chain.
Interesting. So what, a wolf would get them or something, or a coyote?
Wolf, yes, exactly. Or other small animals, birds.
All right, so now you've cut the entrails out of a deer. I remember in my Boy Scout manual. Now you hang it up by the rear feet, upside down, and cut the neck?
Correct. You hang it up by the rear feet, and then you begin the skinning process. And if you're quick enough, it's warm enough that it's like a very difficult peeling of a large banana. But you do have to come in and do some knife work here and there.
All right, so now you have the carcass hanging in front of you. All of your neighbors in San Francisco, if they heard of this, would go crazy, even though they probably eat venison in expensive restaurants. And then what? Basically, you've got it? You can then cut it up and throw it on a fire?
No. At that point, you will cut it into manageable pieces known as quarters, and then you put it in some sort of cooling device like an igloo cooler, or if you have a stream nearby to cool it down, but you want to get it cooled as quickly as possible. And
to prevent the bacteria from proliferating. But let's say you're a hunter, you're starving, you've done the thing, you've cut the pieces off it. Can you cook it right away, the piece that you're hungry for?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So you can cook the meat raw. You don't have to cool it down. You can throw it onto a grill.
Correct. Correct.
Well, it's interesting. That's what it is. We're all eating something in the food chain. Unless we're Jains in India, we're all eating some living creature.
Correct. And also wearing them.
That's right. Okay, so you keep the fact that you're a hunter hidden from everybody. Does anyone know you hunt?
Well, my family does. I've brought my children up in that tradition. And my group of friends that I hunt with do. But it's not something that you discuss Monday morning after a successful hunt that weekend at work.
Hmm. Well, that's a great story, Mike. Thanks for sharing it with us on the Savage Nation. I like that. That's interesting. What do you hide? It's an interesting one. Karen in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you've got an oddball thing you're hiding. Karen, what is it that you hide?
I run the tolls on the highways because I have an out-of-state license plate.
And what? You mean that it's not registered by a camera?
I guess they've not been able to catch me. I have an Oregon license plate and registration and insurance, and I'm living in Tulsa now, and no one's ever caught me.
Well, in San Francisco, for example, on the Golden Gate Bridge, we used to have toll takers in little toll booths that looked like The Godfather, where Michael Corleone got executed, little tiny toll booths built for the Model T Ford. You have to slow down to get through them. Well, they got rid of the toll takers about a month or two ago, and now it's all electronic. So either you have a scanner device, or the cameras read your license plate, even if you're from out of state. It will be billed to your license. Do you know that?
It's not happening.
So when you come to San Francisco, don't run the toll, and certainly don't come with a flower in your hair if you run the toll, because you never know where you're liable to wind up. Oh, God, I need a break. How about playing Come to San Francisco with a Flower in Your Hair? I don't know how much longer I want to talk about Liberace or hidden parts of your life. There's a lot of things I really want to talk about as well. I mean, the murder in England still is resonating. The riots in London from the right wing trying to regain their country and being attacked by their government for trying to save their country from the Muslim invasion and the Islamists. It's a shocking story, actually. The beheading in London is one of the most horrible stories I've seen in my life. Of a young 20-year-old boy, they butchered him. You talk about butchering? Here's a young human being butchered by two Muslims from Africa. And where did the Prime Minister of England go, Cameron, over the weekend while the nation was paying respects to the dead military members? He went to Ibiza to have calamari. You talk about a fraud. You talk about a fraud. Another conservative that is conservative in name only. I got it. No, Cameron's identical to the Republican Party, another faker of the New World Order. Could care less about the dead soldiers. In fact, when the British Defense League, the English Defense League, came out over the weekend in force, rightly so in my estimation, to protest the slaughter of this young boy, in the streets of London, the beheading of him by the Muslims from Africa, who, by the way, one of whom had been arrested in 2010 in Kenya for associating, affiliating with terrorists, and was deported to England because he was a UK citizen. The Kenyans wanted him in jail for life. They sent him to the UK, and then the human rights lawyers got involved, and he was released on the street, and he was preaching jihad from a booth in the street, and here he went and cut a boy up to ribbons. Can you believe this? So who do you blame for this? You blame the government of England, the weakness, you know, and I don't really want to get into it. This kid was butchered like a deer. They did everything but eat him in the streets. So don't tell me about hunters offending you. Tell me about radical Islamists offending the world. Yeah, so you see, I could talk about that as well, but I don't want to go into that right now. I've just done it in a strange way, haven't I? But what do you hide in your life? I got some great callers here. Here's a great caller, Kevin on KSFO. Kevin, what do you hide? Like Liberace hit his gayness, what do you hide?
I hide the fact that I'm a conservative and I collect guns.
But wait, you don't have to hide that. What field are you in that you have to hide that?
I work in a theater.
Oh, my God, you're a thespian. Of course you have to hide it. You're the Liberace of your theater.
Yeah, I work at state security, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to hide the fact that you love America and you have guns if you work in the theater.
Okay.
So what is the world of thespianism like today, Kevin? Is it the same as it's always been?
It's surprising. You'll run into, you know, the typical sort of leftist goofballs, but then you'll run into people that on Sunday they'll be in church and, you know, they talk about going to church. You see others that are very family-oriented, so it's surprising how...
So you're getting a mixture. Isn't that interesting? It must be... Is it a fun profession? Are you a director, an actor? What do you do?
No, I'm a stage doorkeeper.
Stage doorkeeper. Interesting. Well, that's something you certainly have to hide it because they throw you out as quickly as I could say candelabra. Thank you for the call. I'm getting loads of callers today. This is really reversed. Normally, when I go on the air, I immediately get loaded up with calls from WABC in New York, WMAL in Washington, KLIF in Texas, and I find it hard to get callers from KSFO in San Francisco. Now I'm getting loads of callers from KSFO in San Francisco. Could you believe this? Sarah, KSFO. Sarah, what do you hide from the world?
Hi. I hide the fact that I work in the medical marijuana industry. And I also hide the fact that I'm Arabic, Muslim, and I'm fairly conservative.
Well, I'm not surprised that there are Muslims who are very conservative, because the middle-of-the-road Muslim has more to fear from the radicals than the general population of non-Muslims understands. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I would say so.
So why are you in the medical marijuana business? You must have to hide that from your own family.
Actually, they're the most supportive, just because I started out sort of in political fundraising, and then one thing led to another. And I'm in the medical marijuana industry as legitimately as possible, but at the same time, you know, they're still...
How much do you make a year? How much do you make a year in the pot business?
I can't say that.
Well, no one's listening that would know you. No one knows who you... Well, okay, Arabic lady, I get it. Okay. Well, I personally think if it's going to be legalized, which it is, it's a backdoor legalization. I believe the state should be selling the marijuana and that they should be taxing it if that's what you're going to do. I mean, I don't use marijuana. I did when I was younger. It screwed my brain up. I hated it. It made me nervous. It made me overemphasize certain things in the reality world that were not as big as I thought they were. I think it screws people up completely. Do you smoke it yourself?
I actually don't. I used to, but I definitely don't anymore. And I found that just with some people it works for them and some people it doesn't.
But you see, I think marijuana needs to become with a warning label. It is not for everyone. Moreover, the powerful marijuana of today, the high levels of THC, as you know better than I do, is not the marijuana of the 1960s or 70s. And in many susceptible people, it can provoke outright schizophrenic reactions. Sarah.
You're absolutely correct. And that's why we go to the lengths of testing everything and making sure that people do have recommendations. I know in the position that I'm in, we actually notify the doctor and call them to make sure that everybody's recommendation is legitimate.
What would happen to you and people like yourself if marijuana were not only legalized, which it is de facto legal in California and so many other places, but it was sold out of government stores the way liquor is still sold in Vermont and some states? Would you be driven out of business?
Quite possible, but it's kind of hard to say. I think in Colorado and Washington, they made room for people with businesses similar to myself to exist, but it just totally depends on how the laws are written.
This is amazing. So here you are, Arabic, medical marijuana peddler, and Muslim, and you listen to the show. So what do you listen for when you listen to my show?
You know, I consider myself sort of part of Generation MTV. I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes to politics and just becoming a business owner and having employees.
If you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're still a liberal at 40, you have no mind. I get it. Well, thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Kids of O traffic troubles on the peninsula northbound 101 Oyster Point Boulevard. Left lane block, injuries and a motorcycle involved in this one. On the peninsula southbound 101 University Avenue, crash there in the third lane from the left. Back to South San Francisco, an earlier problem there at Sierra Point Parkway has been cleared. Traffic still slow out of San Francisco from the 280 interchange. Still sluggish upper deck of the Bay Bridge from Treasure Island to 101. And northbound 101 still slow. Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this, call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Special spring offer, free installation, a free sound package upgrade with triple strength glass, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing triple fin weather stripping, up to a $2,000 value. Call for details, 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779, 877-370-5779, CSLB number 778326.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control and in many cases get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info. 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. What part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone around you, and why is the main question. Let's go to Tomas, somewhere in the USA. Thomas, welcome to the program. What do you keep hidden, Tomas?
Tomaso. I was a member of La Cosa Nostra Siciliana.
And you were or you are?
I have left the organization through a Roman Catholic. It's underground, called Il Pentiti, the Sorrowful Ones.
Were a member of the organization, and you left it through the Catholic Church because you wanted to repent?
An underground part of the Catholic Church is a traditional branch. It's not affiliated with the Vatican. The Vatican is so corrupt that I wouldn't.
Interesting. No, because I saw that the Pope came out and was actually putting out that idea, you know, repent, blah, blah, blah. So that's not what you're saying. You said you did this through another organization.
Yes, and the reason is because this Pope is not even a valid priest. He was ordained after 1978.
But Thomas, if you were in La Cosa Nostra, why did you want to leave? You were embarrassed by what you were doing, or what?
Mainly, Michael, because of the drugs.
Oh my God!
Poisoning people throughout the world. It's a certain malinconia, a feeling of sickness in your stomach when you carrying suitcases full of...
Amazing. What a call. Well, unbelievable. It's the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I've lived a life that's full.
Yep, my way.
I've traveled each and every highway.
It's a beautiful tune. What
and
words?
More, much more than this.
I did it.
My
every man wishes he could sing this song at the end of his life.
Regrets.
I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
Too few to mention.
I'm playing this song for no reason whatsoever. I'm just in the mood to play My Way. It came to my mind. I remember Frank Sinatra's performances. One of the greatest showmen in history. Moved audiences to tears and to heights of joy. And that leads us back to what we're talking about tonight on The Savage Nation, which is entertainment. and the entertainment business. And I personally believe that although I'm known as a conservative talk show host, which I'm very proud of, I mean, I'm miscast in many ways for what I am. How do you define me? Do you find me? I'm an animal rights activist. What does that mean? I give money to save elephants. I give money to save gorillas. Others in the conservative media make a mockery of those who save animals. So you want to define me? Go ahead. You can't really define a man. The truth is a man is almost indefinable. We do it for ourselves and to ourselves, and we do it because we have to analyze the other man quickly, whether we're buying a hamburger or facing a life and death decision. We have to make a decision rapidly as to who that man is or that person is. So I understand it. You want to categorize people. I do it. You do it. And I'm as guilty as the next man of all the cardinal sins: greed, lust, envy, hate, anger, all of them. So I don't come onto this show with a halo around my head. However, my politics are extremely nationalistic, which is not understood very well in this country. I wouldn't even call myself a conservative. I would call myself a nationalist. Borders, language, culture. And you could see what happens to a nation that turns away from, in fact, rejects borders, language, and culture. Just take a look at England. A young boy, 20 years old, a soldier in an undershirt, T-shirt, walking the streets, is cut to ribbons like an animal in the streets of London by two Muslims with machetes. And the prime minister then tells the soldiers in England to never wear their uniform in the streets again. England's finished. It's over. And if we reach that point in America, we're over. And I'm telling you, we're not too far from that with what we have in the White House and the Justice Department and in the Defense Department. We're not too far behind it. But I don't want to eat my heart out tonight. Instead, I was talking about the HBO biopic last night, Behind the Candelabra. I was talking about the Liberace story. I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the male-to-male kissing. I turned away. I didn't find it attractive. It's just something repugnant to me, frankly. I didn't like looking at Matt Damon's behind. I could have done without it. They could have done the same story without the graphic nudity, frankly. And it would have been a better story. But nevertheless, okay, they did it. They had a huge audience, 2.5 million, which is big for cable. And I asked this audience a simple question. Just as Liberace hid his gayness, which he had to do in his time, which was sad in a way. I mean, you look at it from the outside, and you see a man who went to great lengths, spent millions of dollars suing anyone who claimed he was gay. And why did he do that? Because it was 1951, number one. And number two, he knew that as a performer, the middle-aged women, the housewives who were stuck with boring men with dirty clothing, loved him because he was so flamboyant. He had such gorgeous costumes. He was so charming and he was so friendly. They all wanted to have this imaginary love affair with him. So he had, in that regard, that was part of his life. But sad in many ways, because he looks like he was a very nice man. And I asked the audience on this show tonight, what part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? In the first hour, we had two astonishing calls. One was from a man in the San Francisco area who says he's a hunter and never talks about it because he'd be ostracized. That was a good one. But then, shockingly, at the end of the hour, we got a call from a man who spoke in perfect Sicilian when he said he was a member of the Sicilian Cosa Nostra, and he has disavowed his former life with a group, I think I heard from him, that was not affiliated with the Vatican because he considers the Vatican corrupt, but an underground Catholic group that takes men who are in the crime business, so to speak, who want to disavow that part of their lives as they get older or whatever, leave it behind them, and they help them across back into, you know, the other world. I thought it was one of the most interesting calls I've had in my entire life. I only wish we could have spoken with that man a little longer. I would like to hear more about what he's thinking and what he's feeling and why he left that world that he was in. But right now we have another caller, Mark from Las Vegas, who worked with Liberace. The phone number is 855-407-282, 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, Las Vegas, Mark on KBET. Mark, welcome to the program. Tell us, you worked with Liberace, huh?
Yes, thank you. Even as a young boy, my father was a camera operator for the Liberace show at KBC Studios in Los Angeles.
Amazing.
The man was an impeccable man. I did not see the program that Michael Douglas starred in, but Liberace would never allow such kissing or whatever to be with him. That was
I'm sorry, I missed that. He would not allow what, please?
the kissing between two men. He was very conservative. Liberace also.
But let me add, did he do that because he was guarding his sexual orientation, or because he himself was just a man who kept it to himself, period? It was nothing about hiding it. He just found it was his business. Is that, you're saying more or less it was for his own reasons, not because he wanted to hide it?
No, you go to his house for a television party because of the said specials here in Las Vegas. None of that was obvious. Kissing or touching.
Aha, so the biopic with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon showing them doing and kissing in public is false in that regard.
Happened.
Okay, that's very intriguing. Well, I don't know that the biopic actually showed them kissing in public, now that I think about it. I turned away because I didn't find it. I couldn't watch it in that regard. It's just not from my world, not from my religious beliefs, nor from my background. But overall, I enjoyed the show, and I thought he's a fabulous entertainer who's influenced many, many people, Elton John and others. And you're confirming that he was actually a wonderful person.
He was for the little guy because he wanted to see my mother at the show, and everybody worked hard for a buck, and he was a showman. Instead of taking that money, he would buy the jewelry to show off to the women. The FBI watched this man very carefully during his career because they did want to see whether or not he was mixed up in a communist party that would do the trend to a possible homosexuality. That was never shown during his career at his house or any of those things.
And so you're just saying he put all his money into objects, garish, expensive objects, for that reason?
The feds, that there was no hanky-panky with his funds or funneling funds under the table.
Uh-huh.
It was point, Mike, where his roles would drive on the stage. I had to move a camera cable over his Rolls Royce. He came out and was helping me pull the cable over the car.
Well, he didn't want you to scratch the finish, I can guarantee you. That's probably why he did it.
Camera cable, goodbye. That's the end of the camera.
Yeah, I'm sure the cable was worth more than the Rolls Royce. By the way, just a peculiar little side note. Did those cars, were they driven on stage or pushed on stage?
They were driven.
Because, as I mentioned, when I performed 10 years ago at the Concord Pavilion, they would not let me drive the Cadillac that I had, my convertible, on stage, my 65 Caddy.
Right.
They said it was illegal. Today it's illegal, right? You have to push the car out?
It's illegal. But
yeah,
no,
we had to drain the gas tank and push it out. It was a mess. It was a great performance. I really enjoyed it. That was my last live performance ever, 10 years ago. Teddy was on stage. Hey, thank you very much for that call, Mark. Fabulous. I feel liberated today. I feel like I've liberated myself from the burden of pushing a big boulder up the hill every day where I think I have to, like, you know, regale you with what's wrong with the world. There's a burden to that. And you know what? I almost had an enlightened satori after last night. And that was this. People come out on the stage of life, whether they're performers or not, and they either bring light or darkness. And of course, there are shades of gray in between. Most people bring, you know, a mixture of shades of gray. But people in the public eye, I'm saying, can bring light or they can bring darkness. And I made a decision. Many people love me because of the lightness I can bring with my humor, my ability to, my insight, the use of my mind at its best. There's another part of me, there's a darker side to me when I get very angry. And I would say that that's important at times. But when you start using anger as an act, and you start using anger as your daily act, you're not bringing light to the world, you're not bringing lightness to the world, and you're bringing yourself darkness and weight. And I made a decision. I'm going to, as often as possible, while maintaining my viewpoint, my political viewpoint of the world in my edutainment show, which is what it is, I'm going to try and strive for the light rather than darkness. And on that note, I'll take a break and be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free?
The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So, you know, it's an interesting subject. What do you hide? You know, I can go to my website or I can go to other websites and hit you with news that would excite callers and get you calling and angry. I'm just not in the mood today because I don't know why. I really don't know why. The fact is that I just think that I can do radio in another way. I can't do that every day, nor do I want to, nor do I think you need it. Of course, on the other hand, maybe you don't like this show. Maybe you want me to, you know, go and talk about Rubio has had long history of blocking immigration enforcement and that he's a complete fraud, or that Islam's rule of numbers and the beheading in London is a major article on my website, or that Savage Nation is the number two ranked streaming radio show, or see the picture of a 400-pound fatso union leader in New York asleep in his chair with a picture of him after lunch. Labor big, a real heavy sleeper, 400-pounder, 5'7", comes in at 2, eats a big fat lunch, falls asleep and leaves at 4 to miss the traffic. And he came to power, they say, in this union in New York to get rid of the corruption and the mob ties. It's Animal Farm. Great pictures on michaelsavage.com. I don't want to do it, though. I mean, it's all there. You can read my website and enjoy it and eat your heart out if you want. And we can talk about what you hide from the world. In other words, Liberace hid his gayness. He had to for his own reasons. And in a way, that was very sad when you realize that he was a nice person. What are you hiding? I mean, people call with odd things that they're hiding. And I think it's a great topic. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to Missouri. KBMV is the radio station. Mary, what do you hide from people?
Hello, Michael. It's very pleasant to meet you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Because I'm a mystic.
You're a mystic. Okay, I believe that there are mystics who see things. I've met them. I've been astounded by some of the mystics I've met who have predicted things that have happened. What have you most... What's your biggest success in the mystic world?
Well, I'm insatiably curious, and my quest was to find out how everything works. Not a little job.
But can you predict the future? Do people come to you like they go to fortune tellers?
No, because I don't even talk about that. If I see something and I'm allowed to say anything to them, I will try to guide them or question them.
When you say a mystic, what is it that you mean? You see things that are coming or what?
No, I see things that are and how they work.
Well, does that make everyone who's rational a mystic?
I'm sorry?
Does that make everyone who's rational and can see reality a mystic?
Well, in a way, in a kind of a different everyday function.
Well, would you say that I'm a mystic then because I see things as they are?
I think that you're tuned in and you're very mystic.
Interesting.
Because I hear you say things that I know are beyond your consciousness.
All right, naturally I want to pump you on that. What have I said that you remember that's beyond the average consciousness?
The way you talk about the interaction of people and circumstances, you see a larger picture of how it really works in the reality. And most people don't live in reality. They can't conceive what reality is because they're not capable of it. And I don't say that unkindly.
No, I understand that. I 100% agree with you. The average person must guard themselves from reality or they'd fall apart. They use every imaginable tool, food, alcohol, drugs, entertainment, constant music in the background, elevator music, anything they can get their brain on to get their brain off.
To run away.
Anything they can do to turn their brain off. But I said last week that the only answer to worrying is to worry more, meaning think more. Usually thinking will get you out of any hole you're in. Well, we could have this conversation all night long. That's fabulous. So you hide your mysticism. That's interesting. Listen, to my regular listeners and my loyal lifetime listeners, I've been in radio 19 years. It'll be 20 years, God willing, March 21st, 2014. That's not too long from now. I mean, it's what? I can't believe it. It's less than a year that I will be 20 years in this business. I never thought I'd be in radio, but it was fated that I wound up in radio. But without getting into that, if you've listened to me for many years, you're hearing something tonight that maybe subtly you sense is different, and it is. Things are going on inside my psyche that even I'm not aware of that are going to change the nature of this show in ways that I can pretty much predict, but that I'm not certain of right now. There's a number of reasons that these things are happening in me right now. And one of them, I know this is as very mundane as it gets without sounding too mystical, is I'm on an extremely severe, restricted, high-alkaline diet. And it is affecting the way I see the world. My clarity is so... I've been on it only for 3 days. You know I have a doctorate in nutrition. You know I've written books on health and nutrition. You know I've been fanatically interested and obsessed with the field of health. And I've also been very lucky all of my life, avoiding the knife and the drug. But at this stage in my life, I had to take total control of my body chemistry. And what I did was I went into the extreme high alkaline diet. I'm eating in a way that is unnatural for me. And it's affecting everything about my life. Strangely enough, we are what we eat. Or is it that strange? My thoughts are much clearer. They're less fogged. I see things as clear as I've always seen them, but I'm not as distracted as easily and jumping from one point to the next. Anywho, anyhow, anywhat, anywhere, anywhy, it's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Houck, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. An East Bay banker is in jail on charges of swindling at least five of her customers out of nearly $2 million. Linda Sue Foss faces 20 felony counts, including grand theft, money laundering, and elder financial abuse. U.S. home prices jumped 10.9% in March compared with a year ago, the most since April 2006. A growing number of buyers are bidding on a tight supply of homes, driving prices higher and helping the housing market recover. Annual prices rose in Phoenix by 22.5%, the biggest gain among cities. It was followed by San Francisco's 22.2%. Taking a look at traffic problems in Oakland, southbound 880 Oak Street. Looks like a crash. Five cars at one point may have blocked all lanes. Looks like a couple of may still be blocking traffic backed up before Highway 980. Northbound 101, Hillsdale Boulevard, have a stalled car in the left lane there. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Local Union 38 remind you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-886-6036. That's 1-800-886-6036. Call 1-800-886-6036.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory's $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Paint up, clean up, fix up. Weekend warriors, get up with the Carey Brothers so you can do it the right way. Home improvement and repairs, favorite experts are here to help on the house. Saturday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the new and improved old Michael Savage. Welcome back to the show, 855-407-2282. I'm in this for the long haul, you know. I mean, I've been in it 19 years, and I'm catching my third wind here. They say a cat has nine lives. I mean, I've had nine lives, and I want 10. So I'm going to pH now. I'm going to balance out my pH. Because most of, I don't want to do nutrition now, but I know many of you would love me to do a whole show on this. I may do it Thursday. I may do a whole hour on pH on Thursday because I remember back in the day when I was getting my PhD and I was very heavily into this, there was an elderly Italian physician in Manhattan. He was in his 90s, I think, Ribieri. I don't remember his name. He was adamant that cancer was caused by a pH imbalance, that we're all too acidic, which is well known, and that he cured and treated cancer by altering people's pH, putting them away, taking them off the acid foods, putting them on the alkaline foods, etc. And it was controversial. I mean, we have no proof, whatever. I understand that. I've heard this over the years, by the way. And in my own case, just from the few days that I've been playing with this diet, it's astounding what it's done for me. It's murder. It's the toughest thing I've ever done in my life because everything I love, I can't eat. I mean, I love bread, right? I've told you that. I'm not a Mr. Anti-Gluten. I haven't touched bread in 3 days. I love pasta. I live on it. I mean, what's life without spaghetti and bread and a glass of wine? Well, that's my life now. I feel like it's like, is life worth living? The answer is yes. Otherwise, there's no life at all because I don't want to be sick. And frankly, the high alkaline diet is going to make me much tougher, much thinner, and much sharper. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm in a business where I can't afford to make any mistakes. I can't get sloppy. I can't be like that fat union guy sitting in the chair dozing off after lunch. It's that simple. Because that's when mistakes are made. You know when you make mistakes in life? I'll tell you. It's when you start to get comfortable with something. A pilot goes to sleep. You know, I've done this a million. What do I care? The pilot's going to get into trouble. As a boater, I'll tell you, you look away from the wheel for too long, you can kill someone on a sailboard. So even as a boater, you come to understand what life is. But it's the same thing in your daily life. Can you really drift off in your life and expect to survive? Yeah, probably in America today, it's fat and happy. But America as a nation has drifted off. We're fat, we're slow, and frankly, we're being eaten alive. You know, the locusts have taken over the government. To an extent I've never seen in my lifetime. They're getting away with stuff you could never believe anyone would have gotten away with. Because there would have been an outcry from another party, from the FBI. There's almost nothing now. There's a few still small voices left in the country. But the fact of the matter is the nation is like a fat man that's fallen asleep. And so this country needs a drastic political diet. That's all I can tell you. So what are you hiding? I mean, this is a good topic in a way, you know. I really think it's a good topic. Liberace hid his sexuality. I asked you, what part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? If you missed the last hour, you really missed a lot. And I think maybe we'll have to replay a few of those pieces later on in the week because they were shocking, amazing. Not right now. WABC, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mr. Savage. Hopefully my phone's not sounding too funky, but I called in earlier, and I just told this call screener guy that I read a fortune cookie tonight with dinner with my family before I went off to work, and it basically said that my burden would be lifted off the weight of my shoulders basically after reading it. I don't take stuff like that seriously at all. And it was just very interesting to hear you say that pushing the rock up the mountain, the boulder, whatever you said, and the weight of that carrying up the mountain, it was like synchronicity almost. You know, and I'm not someone
Look, we all joke about fortune cookies. We all look at them. We make believe we don't believe in them, but we look at them. Everyone does. And sometimes they're funny and they're accurate. Most of the time, it is what it is. In fact, they're generated by machines. Nevertheless, they can be fun. It's like horoscopes. I mean, how often are they accurate? But, you know, I just want to give you the whole story about pushing the boulder up the mountain that comes from the myth of Sisyphus. S-I-S-Y-P-H-U-S. It's a Greek myth. Sisyphus was a character in Greek mythology, if I recall correctly, who was basically cast into hell. And his burden in hell was, unless this is from Dante's Inferno, I'm not sure, but Sisyphus was, no, it had to be Greek. It's Greek mythology. Sisyphus had to push a boulder up a hill all day long, right? And when the boulder got to the top, he watched it roll down the other side. But his curse and his burden was he then had to go to the other side of the mountain and push the boulder back up the mountain the other way. And this was going to go on for eternity. That's the myth of Sisyphus, which the ancient Greeks created for us. And I think it defines most of our lives. Incidentally, many of us look at our everyday as a boulder, don't you?
That's what we're living today, I think. You know, every day you get up and you complain about what you see in the news and what's not being covered in the news and the things that get glossed.
Oh, absolutely. It could eat your heart out. No, if you're politically conscious and you see a London soldier butchered and you see a Parisian soldier butchered in the street and you see almost no response by the governments other than to crack down on those who would defend their own nation, and you see a similar mentality with Obama and his Islamists, or his, let's say his Islamo-friendly friends, you start to say, what in the world are we seeing in our country? How long can a nation go on that attacks the very defense cells that come to its aid? Thank you for the call. And then, of course, Obama spoke over the weekend. I would be frank with you. When I saw he wouldn't return a salute to the Marine Guard as he got off the helicopter, Marine One, it sickened me. But then I said, what do you expect from this guy? The Marine salutes him and he doesn't salute him back. He shakes his hand. Then he goes and gives a cockamamie speech again over the weekend after attacking the boys and the young ladies at Annapolis, telling them not about the great history of Annapolis, the great history of the Navy. He tells them that they should be ashamed about sexual abuse at the academy. It's like a bunch of crazy leftist college professors took over the country, and they're every day preaching to their college friends to show how great they are. Here he gave a speech that wasn't as bad as the others. Listen to clip 7.
This weekend, as we commemorate Memorial Day, I ask you to hold all our fallen heroes in your hearts, and every day, let's work together to preserve what their sacrifices achieved, to make our country even stronger, even more fair, even more free.
What do you mean more fair? What does that mean? You mean they died for affirmative action? They died so their children wouldn't get a job? What are you talking about? Again, every speech has a subtext of lecturing. Instead of elevating it, lectures. See, there's a difference. I'm in the speech business. I'm almost going to violate my own calmness of mind, which I don't want to do. A leader is supposed to elevate. He's supposed to bring light to an audience. He's not supposed to denigrate an audience. He's not supposed to lecture an audience. Every turn, Obama is so insecure and so arrogant that every time he speaks, he talks down to audiences. And incidentally, I'll tell you something else. He looked very insecure over the weekend when he was around. When he was at Arlington, you know what I saw? A scared, a scared college guy hanging around. The lowest Marine at Arlington who was there placing the wreath at the unknown soldier, these tough, incredible kids in the U.S. Marine Corps, the lowest of them looked higher than Obama did to me. Obama looked like a scared guy who shouldn't have even been there. And he felt out of place. He looked like he was out of place. And he projected like he was out of place. That's my observation. That's how I saw things. If you like what I saw, you'll agree with me. If you disagree, if you say he's a great man and should be on Mount Rushmore, you'll say I'm wrong and I'm crazy. You know what I mean? That's what makes the world go round. It's that simple. And again, I want to remind you that the Cumulus media networks, of which I am a part, is doing something great to benefit the victims of the tornadoes in Oklahoma. And that is Cumulus will be broadcasting a concert entitled Healing in the Heartland. It's this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, in conjunction with NBC Television. Donations are going to come in to help the victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes. There's going to be superstar artists there, Reba McEntire, Vince Gill, Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, and more. So listen, you'll be able to find Healing in the Heartland, a benefit concert for the victims devastated by tornadoes in Oklahoma, Wednesday at 9 on NBC. And if you want to give some money to help people affected by this disaster, go to UnitedWayOKCity.org. And now let's go back to the callers on the Savage Nation. Reno. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I almost called the person Reno. Diane in Reno, the biggest little city in Nevada. Diane, welcome to the program. I'm one of the people who actually likes Reno. What's on your mind, Diane?
Well, in my ancestry, first I want to tell you that this is a secret that I was told to never tell in my family. And I did start telling it when I was in my 20s, so it's not a secret anymore. But the secret was that in my ancestry, it was Jewish. And then my grandfather married a Presbyterian, and one of his children was my father, who married a Mormon. So my religion is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But my mother told me to never tell anyone about my Jewish ancestry. She said that people wouldn't like me if they knew. So the only person I ever told was my husband, who also thought that I should keep it a secret.
That's an interesting question. That's because you live in primarily a Mormon community?
No, it was in Southern California, and my grandfather was exposed to a lot of anti-Semitism. So he changed his name from Gold to Gould, and he denied his Jewish roots. But, of course, in the family, I knew that I had that. But
So what made you at this stage in your life decide to describe your, I mean, to tell people that you said your grandmother was Jewish?
Yeah, both of my great-grandparents on my father's side were Jewish. My grandfather was, but he denied.
But you don't have to hide these things in this day and age. You know that.
Well, this was a long time ago. Actually, I was born in 1932, so I'm 81.
Well, of course, it's a different world than it was 80 years ago. There's no question about it. But, of course, in 1932, there were many things that had to be hidden in society, which is, interestingly enough, why I was talking tonight about the Liberace special last night on HBO. He had to hide his sexuality, and I asked the audience, what were they hiding? Did you hear the first hour where a man of the Sicilian mafia called?
I did. Like you, I wish I could have heard more.
Well, there were two reasons I wish that the gentleman had stayed on. One, he had disavowed his past.
Uh-huh.
Two, he started to describe the secret Catholic society that is helping him disavow his past, which I thought was amazing. And thirdly, I thought his accent, his Sicilian dialect, was fabulous to listen to.
Right.
The few Sicilian friends I've had the luck to talk with, they speak Sicilian around me in San Francisco in their restaurants. You know, what's it about? It's about the restaurant business, whatever. But, you know, you pick up a little here and a little there, and you get you hear the language after a while, and you start to want to learn how to speak languages, you know. So, Diane, you don't hide your ancestry anymore, is that it?
No, I was at a party in my 20s. My husband and I, we had a group of friends. We were really close. One night, the subject of ethnicity came up at this party. So everyone took a turn telling what their background was. And I decided that it was time to tell the truth. It was stupid not to say. So I said that I had a lot of English, Scotch, and French. But the largest group in my background was Jewish. Michael, you could have heard a pin drop. The atmosphere in the room totally changed, and I could tell that my husband was furious because he thought I should have kept it a secret. And I had never been exposed to anti-Semitism as a person before, but I felt it then, and so I didn't.
You're kidding. Oh, really? People suddenly saw you as contaminated, huh?
Yes, and I denied it. I said that I was kidding, and it hurt me so much.
Wow, what a story this is. But, Diane, what kind of people were they in your life? Were they close friends or strangers?
Protestants. They were WASPs. So,
what, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? But certainly in this day and age, why would they find the fact that you had Jewish ancestry offensive?
Well, because they didn't like Jews, obviously, or they wouldn't have acted like that.
So are you still friendly with these people, or went your own way?
The same about them again. Maybe they didn't me either.
No, but Diane, did you leave them as friends, or are you still friendly with them?
No, this was a long time ago, and I've since lost track of them. But I want to tell you that it hurt me so much to do that inside that I decided I would never deny it again, and I haven't. So it's
interesting. Well, how can you deny what you are?
Huh?
How can you deny what you are?
Right, exactly.
But remember this. There is a statement that says it's hard to be Jewish, and it really is. I have heard Jewish people say to me it's both a curse and it's a burden and a gift to be born Jewish, because it's not easy to live up to the standards that some would like to live up to. On the other hand, there's a tendency amongst Jewish people that I have known where people think that because the phrase in the Bible says you're a chosen people, they start to get very arrogant and they act like they're superior to others. That is a mistaken notion. That is the opposite of what being God's chosen people actually means. Are you aware of that, Diane?
We should be humble.
Well, I'm not here to tell people what they should be, but I'll tell you this. People who just in a superficial way say, well, I'm one of God's chosen people, therefore everyone else is below me. There's the danger right there. There's the arrogance that leads to anti-Semitism, and it also leads to behavior that is unacceptable, by the way, and that's the problem, because if you read the Bible, you realize that being the chosen person is more of a burden than it is a status. Thank you for the call. If anyone ever said it better than I did, let me know who it is. I'll buy his book. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now. And you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state?
Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control and, in many cases, get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info. 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Did you know butterflies taste with their feet? If you were a butterfly, how would your carpet taste? Is it disgusting? Every day your family brings dirt and harmful bacteria into your home. Now it's time to clean. Keep your family safe and sanitize your house with Zero Res. Zero Res leaves carpet clean, soft, and smelling fresh. Zero Res empowered water is green, safe for kids, pets, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professional. They're safe to have in your home. Traditional cleaning leaves your carpet wet and with a nasty chemical residue. Empowered water leaves no residue and dries quickly. Get your home clean. Zero soap, zero problems, Zero Res clean. Protect your family and your largest investment, your home. So give a butterfly a treat and make your carpet taste yummy. Call Zero Res for terms and a free commercial quote. 877-321-0739. Clean three rooms for only $129. That's right, only $129, and get a free room. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Liberace.
No, no, no. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Savage. Michael Savage, here to entertain you, educate you, hopefully. Edutainment. Again, the phone number 855-407-282. We're talking about what do you hide in your life, just as Liberace hid his sexuality for various reasons, especially in the early 50s, but it was also because he wanted the women to fall in love with him and believe they could have a relationship with him. He was a fabulous entertainer, brought a lot of joy, a lot of light to the world. And I asked you, what are you hiding? Which I thought it was a great question. And the lights have been lit from the minute I started tonight with callers.
I had to hide from my family that I go on, like Jihad Watch and Pamela Geller's Atlas Shrugs, because they would get very aggravated with me when I would talk about it. They would just about tell me that, look, if you're going to talk about this stuff, don't come over.
You mean they don't want to hear about the beheading in London by two Muslims who are Islamists?
No, actually, I really couldn't understand it, because, I mean, these are people that raised me. And, you know, and they taught me how to, you know, care for people and to be, you know, like.
But they turn their heads away from the reality of what's going on in the world, the fact that there's a group of people at war with their way of life and what they believe in.
Yeah, I was on Jihad Watch like today, and they had a great article. Well, actually, it was a video of Tommy Robbins from the EDL. And I was amazed at the similarity between him and you, because he was banned to come in the United States.
Oh, he can't come here and I can't go there. And I guess there's certain things, though, that we don't agree with. I know that. That's for sure. But look, it's groups like the English Defense League that can save England from themselves. When you have the Prime Minister, Cameron, who is a false conservative, he is a guy who inherited the party that was once run by the great Winston Churchill, who was nothing but an empty suit. Cameron's a front man for God knows what interests. And you get a 20-year-old boy, a soldier in an undershirt, cut the ribbons in the street like an animal. I can't even imagine what they did to him. The African is seen with blood all over his hands, saying he did it in the name of Allah, saying we want to start a war, we're at war with you. He was known as a terrorist, affiliated with a terrorist in Kenya. He was found guilty in 2010 in Kenya. They deported him to England because he's a UK citizen. They wanted him jailed. And the liberal British legal system put him on the streets. He preached jihad, said he would do it. He did it. Cut the boy to ribbons. Cut him to ribbons. And what does Cameron do? He takes off for Ibiza to have a wine vacation while the nation is reeling from these attacks on their soldiers in the streets. And the English Defense League goes out in the streets and the government turns on them. That's America in the future, believe me. We're not too far behind. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
It is post-Memorial Day, May 28th, 2013. Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com, home of the Savage Nation, borders, language, and culture. Savage is always bold and always winning, say the ratings. Take a look at them on the left side. Don't believe the naysayers. Take a look at the ratings. Let them speak for themselves. Top right. Islam painted on British war memorials. It's enough to break your heart. There have been no arrests made yet. We don't know the motivation behind the damage. But some anti-British Muslims, no doubt, painted the word Islam. Well, they call them vandals, attacked two of Britain's most celebrated war memorials, apparently daubing them with the word Islam and covering over inscriptions. That's what the boys died for. The RAF Bomber Command War Memorial and the Animals and War Memorial, both in central London, were covered in red paint, and the red paint said Islam. Isn't that sickening? The Bomber Command Memorial, which was unveiled by the Queen last summer, remembers the sacrifice and bravery of the 55,573 RAF crew who lost their lives in the Second World War. The £2 million Animals and War Memorial, which was funded by private donations, is a tribute to all the animals that served, suffered, and died alongside Allied forces in the 20th century. And now the vandals from you-know-where have written Islam all over them. Isn't that sickening? And all we're hearing about is the right wing in England. Is there an England anymore? Can it ever survive anymore? Well, a former head of the Secret Service, you want to see this story? Where is it? In the middle of my website, former head of MI5 said the enemy is everywhere. She said the enemy is everywhere. I wonder who she means. Maybe the war heroes are now the enemy in England. I kind of doubt it. Is she as psychopathic as our, quote, leaders? Six suspects held in London attack. Oh, yeah, okay. And old strange McCain met with rebel leaders in Syria. Old McCain snuck across the border and met with the rebels in Syria. Al-Qaeda. I mean the enemies of America. I mean the friends of America. I mean, well, no one knows who they are. We do know that they want a caliphate in Syria that represents Sharia law. And there's dummy McCain. What the heck is going on? There was a copycat attack in Paris, where a bearded man who was praying stopped praying and pulled out a knife and stabbed a cop in the neck. Or was it a soldier? Oh, it doesn't matter. You can't fight back because that would be racist. Paris police search for bearded man seen praying before the soldier attack. Police in Paris obtained video footage of a bearded man praying shortly before he stabbed a French soldier in the neck in the streets of Paris, fueling suspicions it was an Islamist terror attack. Really? Suspicions? The soldier, Cedric Cordier, survived the mid-afternoon attack and was discharged from the hospital this morning, but is said to be traumatized by the stabbing. The attacker was seen as tall, athletic, and bearded, about 30, possibly of North African origin, praying to Allah near the spot where he attacked the 23-year-old soldier from behind. It's called sneak attack. Well, you get the picture. The French, too, are finished. You know why? Well, my friends, every little thing seems to whisper Louise. Yes, they shouldn't be whispering Louise in France anymore. But the only ones in France who can stand up to the Muslim fanatics who are taking over France, as in England, are the right-wing fanatics who are being roundly rounded up and condemned and attacked and put into prisons. Why? Because there's no England anymore. We're talking about an odd subject, I realize, for what is considered talk radio, especially conservative talk radio, which is entertainment. But I am an individual who remembers one thing, which is that talk radio is in the entertainment sphere. I think it's forgotten by too many. I don't care what your message is. If it's not entertaining, you're not going to have an audience. And I have to tell you that I'm easily entertained by great stuff and bored rapidly by garbage. And I thought that this biopic on HBO, Behind the Candelabra, about Liberace was very entertaining. Again, I will repeat, I didn't want to watch Michael Douglas kissing Matt Damon. I just can't relate to that. I didn't like seeing Matt Damon's behind. It was too often. I didn't need it. I could have done without it. But nevertheless, there was something about the show, the magnificence of the sets and the directing and the production and the lighting were amazing. Of course, it's because Soderbergh, the director, was involved. But again, I want to repeat that the entertainer had an enormous lasting effect on society. I'm going to tell you that I didn't even know he influenced me. I couldn't be more opposite to Liberace in my lifestyle. I don't mean the sexual part is... only the sexual part. In any way, I don't lead an ostentatious life. I'm the exact opposite. I wear the same clothing every day to the consternation of some in my family. But I read that he even drove to his piano on stage in one of his many luxury automobiles. I didn't know this when I did that at one of my performances. At least I don't remember seeing it, but I must have remembered it because it happened when I was a little boy. In other words, he drove on stage in a luxury car, right? Well, when I appeared live in 90, I don't even remember anymore what year it was. I don't remember. It's so long ago. 10 years ago, Teddy was a baby. So we're talking 03, 04 at the Concord Pavilion, now known as the Chronicle Pavilion. I sold it out with 7,000 people. I outperformed. I outdrew a famous female rock star, which was an amazing thing. But I drove out on that stage in a red Cadillac. My 1965 red Cadillac, I drove it on the stage. I wasn't allowed to drive it on the stage, incidentally. The union made us push it on the stage. They had to push it on the stage. And one of the moron union members pushed it into a concrete pier just to spite me at the end. I know that. Anyway, the point is that I did that thinking I originated driving on stage with a car. Little did I know I was influenced by Liberace. And even today I'm being influenced by Liberace. Those of you who listen to the Savage Nation on a fairly regular basis and have done so for many years, understand that I have many studios. Most of them are home studios, and they're around the country. I have three or four in the San Francisco area and others around the country, and I move around quite a lot. Not much, actually, lately. I've been very homebody-ish. Being that I work at home, I don't really pay any attention to what I wear. I'm not on television, so I don't wear great clothing. But after watching this HBO show, you know what I thought? I said, you know, Michael, maybe if you dressed better, even for a home performance, you'd feel better about yourself and your life. It's like my mother was talking to me. So I put on really good clothing today to do a radio show alone in a studio. So what do I see of my own clothing, my arms and my hands? So I'm wearing a nice shirt as opposed to a sweatsuit. So what I'm saying to you is that there are many things that influence us openly and covertly, right? And I was influenced positively by this. I didn't think Michael Douglas, just getting into the piece itself, I didn't find him compelling as Liberace. I don't even know why he took the job. I don't know. I didn't even know he was still living. With all due respect to Michael Douglas, who I thought is a great thought was a great actor, I haven't any idea why he took the part of Liberace. He didn't do a good job. I guess he drew an audience for sure. Matt Damon as the younger boyfriend, yes, I could see. But I don't know, someone else could have done the role better than Douglas. Douglas was so good in so many of his earlier movies. Do I have to mention them? But then he got cancer, throat cancer, right? And the guy survives throat cancer, and this is his comeback. You have to admire him for that. But I wasn't that impressed with him. I thought he was, every time I saw him talk, you know, he was trying to be gay. And that was a strain to watch Douglas stretching his voice, stretching his mouth, aping a certain mouth-like look. I can't explain it. It just didn't look right to me. Anyway, what did you think about the show, and what part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? I think these are great topics. And I'll begin with I'll begin anywhere in America, man. I got such great callers. See, this is all intuition. Talk radio is a lot of preparation, but a real higher amount of intuition. If someone had said to anyone else, oh, you're going to talk about this today, you'll get no callers, they would have said, yeah, I won't talk about it. I'm talking about it. The lines are smashed, sold out. I knew it. I just knew this topic would work. Knew it. So let's begin with you, the caller. WABC, Chris, go ahead, please. What do you think of the Liberace story on HBO?
Yeah, I saw the story. I thought it was well done. I thought the, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but the storyline was a little weak. I was a little bored with the movie, even though I enjoyed it. All the ratings of, oh, 4 stars and fantastic. I didn't feel that way about it. I agree about Michael Douglas. He looked like he was straining.
So let me ask you this. So you had similar reactions to me that I had, but you love the sets and the drama, right? That drama, the sets, the sets were great. Is that it?
No, I thought that I didn't know much about Liberace, only what I've heard.
Well, of course, he's from another era. Now, you don't have to have watched it to join in the conversation. That's the beauty. Let's say you're driving in a car in somewhere America. You can call and tell me what you're hiding. I'll be your father confessor, because Liberace had to hide his sexuality. That's a clear, obvious element of this story. And he had to do so to conceal a gayness to maintain his dominantly female following. But you don't really have to hide that today, but there are other things people are hiding. I'd like to know what it is that you hide from the world today. I'm going to shock you with what I'm going to tell you, not so much about myself, but what I'm going to tell you about society today. Society today permits virtually everything except love of country, nationalism, patriotism, and conservatism. You have to hide those things. You have to be a Murano conservative to survive in America today. What do you hide? What do you not tell people? And why? 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the one and only, the last word in talk radio, The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/mymortgage or FannieMae.com/loanlookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606. Equal housing lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac,
which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands. No matter how upside down you are, no equity and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. I'd like to tell you a little story. A while back, I ran my fingers through my hair, and it felt like it was straw. And then it started to break, and then it started to get shorter without me getting it cut. This was all the result of me bleaching my hair and putting it through straightening, curling, dyeing, and all the other things that you have done at the salon. I needed to figure out how to get my hair back to its healthy standard. Ovation Cell Therapy helped me do that. Ovation Cell Therapy is a three-step process that takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And it's not just for girls, it's for everyone, men, women, young, old, mother or not. This is the way to fix your hair, and you can get a special introductory discount just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. Again, it's as easy as going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We here at the Savage Nation are part of a bigger family at the Cumulus Media Networks. And by the way, I'm pleased to tell you about something good we're all going to do to benefit the victims of the tornado in the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Cumulus will be broadcasting a concert entitled Healing in the Heartland this coming Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, in conjunction with NBC Television. And Cumulus will accept donations to help the victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes, along with performances from superstar artists including Reba McEntire, Vince Gill, Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, and more. So listen, don't forget, you'll be able to find Healing in the Heartland, a benefit concert for the victims devastated by tornadoes in Oklahoma, this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on NBC. Although it competes with my show, Mark It Down, help us raise a little money for our friend and neighbors affected by this disaster. 855-400-7282. You can donate online, by the way, to the tornado victims at UnitedWayOKC.org. UnitedWayOKC.org. But getting back to the topic at hand, I also asked you, what part of your life do you keep secret and why? I am now going to be your father confessor, because things you can tell me on this national show, you probably could never tell your priest and your psychiatrist, maybe. But maybe you can tell a national audience because you're anonymous, right? Let's begin in San Francisco on KSFO. Mike, what do you keep hidden from people?
I hunt.
Okay. You're not a stalker. You're a hunter.
Yes. As in animals.
Okay.
And living in the Bay Area, it's not something you would share with the folks you work with or socialize with, because you can imagine what kind of reaction you'll get.
What kind of animals do you kill?
Wild boar, deer. I also spearfish, pheasant, ducks.
Well, when it all comes down, man, you'll be eating and we'll be starving, all of us Safeway goers who eat it in wrappings.
Yeah, I explained to my...
Hey, how do you skin a deer, Mike? I've often wondered about it. I I live in an area where there are wild deer abound up on the hills, and I've often thought, sure, I could shoot a deer, but how do you actually skin a deer before you cook it or eat it?
You field dress it first, then you suspend it by a device called a gambrel.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by field dress it? I get it a costume? Of course not. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. That would be the initial processing. As soon as it's down, you have to open it up and remove the entrails as quickly as possible to allow the carcass.
Okay, explain why you have to do that with a wild animal, that you have to cut its guts out. Why? What is that, to prevent the bacteria in the guts from disseminating through the flesh?
Correct, and also to accelerate the cooling as much as possible so the flesh doesn't spoil.
Oh, cooling, interesting. Okay, so the hunter now has to become the butcher. He has to cut the animal open. He has to cut out the entrails. What do you generally do with entrails, by the way, after you remove them from a deer?
Well, generally, you just leave them where they are because they become part of the food chain.
Interesting. So what, a wolf would get them or something, or a coyote?
Wolf, yes, exactly. Or other small animals, birds.
All right, so now you've cut the entrails out of a deer. I remember in my Boy Scout manual. Now you hang it up by the rear feet, upside down, and cut the neck?
Correct. You hang it up by the rear feet. And then you begin the skinning process, and if you're quick enough, it's warm enough that it's like a very difficult peeling of a large banana. But you do have to come in and do some knife work here and there.
All right, so now you have the carcass hanging in front of you. All of your neighbors in San Francisco, if they heard of this, would go crazy, even though they probably eat venison in expensive restaurants. And then what? Basically, you've got it? You can then cut it up and throw it on a fire?
No. At that point, you will cut it into manageable pieces known as quarters, and then you put it in some sort of cooling device, like an igloo cooler, or if you have a stream nearby to cool it down. But you want to get it cooled as quickly as possible. And
to prevent the bacteria from proliferating. But let's say you're a hunter, you're starving, you've done the thing, you've cut the pieces off it. Can you cook it right away, the piece that you're hungry for?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So you can cook the meat raw. You don't have to cool it down. You can throw it onto a grill.
Correct.
Well, it's interesting. That's what it is. We're all eating something in the food chain. Unless we're Jains in India, we're all eating some living creature.
Correct. And also wearing them.
That's right. Okay, so you keep the fact that you're a hunter hidden from everybody. Does anyone know you hunt?
Well, my family does. I've brought my children up in that tradition, and my group of friends that I hunt with do. But it's not something that you discuss Monday morning after a successful hunt that weekend at work.
Well, that's a great story, Mike. Thanks for sharing it with us on the Savage Nation. I like that. That's interesting. All right. The world of entertainment is a different world than most of us understand. But you have to remember that you're listening to radio right now. And you say, oh, yeah, okay, thank you, Michael. I didn't know I was listening to radio. I thought it was coming in on my filling. Radio was originally an entertainment medium, just like television is today. Radio was not intended to be a diatribe, a political diatribe, left or right. Now, it's evolved. It's evolved as an alternative to the 24/7 diatribe of the left on the mainstream media. That we understand. And even the small part that we play in trying to present an opposite viewpoint, or let's say an opposing viewpoint, even that's too much for the Weintraubs, the Douglases, the Damons, and those in Hollywood who really don't want any opposition. They want a dictatorship of ideas.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler for Shot Talk 560 KSFO. According to court documents, an Alaska Airlines passenger accused of trying to open emergency exit during a flight from Anchorage to Portland yesterday told investigators he's been diagnosed as bipolar and had not been taking his medicine. Passengers say they restrained Alexander Herrera with shoestrings and seatbelt extenders. Officials estimate more than $1 million in damage was caused by last week's 5.7 magnitude earthquake in northeastern California. Pinellas County officials say more than 50 homes in the Lake Alamanor Basin were damaged during the quake. Weather forecast, some clouds overnight, temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, a system passes to the north of us, so it's a possibility for some light drizzle in the morning. Then clearing in the afternoon with temperatures upper 50s at the coast, mid-70s inland. It heats up as the week progresses. Could reach 100 degrees inland on Saturday. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Costco and other fine retailers.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Right now, it's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers. This is your chance to enjoy the best prices of the year on the best carpet we sell. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back and interest-free financing for 12 months. As the Bay Area's number one Karistan dealer, Conklin Brothers offers hundreds of Karistan styles, patterns, and colors. From luxurious designer wools to nylons that are soft as silk but tough as nails. And right now, they're all on sale. So hurry into Conklin Brothers for big savings, up to $1,000 cash back, and interest-free financing for 12 months with your good credit. It's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo, and online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Global warming, climate change, the left wing, and their cronies still pushing their money-grubbing agenda, even though the scientific evidence is in the other direction. Politicians and the media are both corrupted in saying that because of the warming of the planet, natural disasters are on the rise, even though the evidence says the opposite. In fact, The Earth temperatures have stagnated, and the warming scientists have no explanation for it. None. Joining us now is James Delling, polar writer, journalist, and broadcaster, and author of Watermelons, How the Environmentalists Are Killing the Planet, Destroying the Economy, and Stealing Your Children's Future.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
A recent column published in the Daily Telegraph, written by you, says the climate change fanatics are getting desperate. What is the evidence for that?
Yeah, well, it's funny that somebody forgot to tell put the memo to President Obama, because he seems to think that this climate change is getting more and more dangerous every time. But the fact is, there has been no global warming since 1998, which means that 16-year-old kids have never lived through a period of global warming. There is no evidence whatsoever to suggest that man-made carbon dioxide is contributing in any serious or dangerous way, either to global warming or indeed extreme weather. And yet what we have is a few desperate politicians and fanatical green activists who are desperately trying to push this meme that's been, after all, it's been keeping them in money and regulation for so long. And I think they're just reluctant to let go of it.
James, you said the disasters are getting less frequent, not more.
Yeah, absolutely. The evidence, the serious scientists, as opposed to the junk scientists, I would say, the serious scientists, or experts in their field, the hurricane experts, for example, tell you that the incidence of hurricanes has actually decreased in the last decade or so. Despite what the greenies tell us, the greenies are always saying that actually what global warming is doing is contributing to extreme weather events. Well, there is simply no evidence to support this. Do you remember Hurricane Sandy? Of course you do. But Sandy, although it caused a lot of damage, was, on the scale of hurricanes, not a serious storm. Certainly, it was far less bad than the storms that struck the East Coast in between August 1954 and August 1955. So it's simply an abuse of history, an abuse of the facts, to claim that these extreme weather events have anything to do with man-made carbon dioxide emissions.
Why do you think most people buy into this global warming, climate change hysteria?
I think partly it is because people want to believe that the world is going to hell in a handcart and it's all our fault. There is a sort of masochistic streak in the human species. And you see this throughout history. People are always blaming themselves for the behavior of natural phenomena like the weather. You think about the Aztecs, the way that they sacrificed captured prisoners and virgins to the sun god. And they did this because they wanted the sun god to come back. They were frightened that if they didn't pay their obeisance to the gods, that they would never get any more harvests or anything. And unfortunately, I think, although we think of ourselves as rational beings, sophisticated, in fact, we are as credulous and prone to these wacko religious beliefs as people were in ages past. And I think global warming is the new global religion. It's replacing Christianity. It's replacing all the other religions. It is the new secular religion.
Isn't a lot of this about money? Who do you know of that is really making a fortune through the scam of global warming?
Totally. It's partly about religion, and it is partly about follow the money. People say to me sometimes, they say, look, how can you possibly imagine that Greenpeace and the Sierra Club would be in bed with Exxon and Shell, would be in bed with all the politicians, would be in bed with all the wind farm developers? But actually, although their arguments might be different, although their concerns might be different, always it comes down to money. The green NGOs, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, they raise their money by generating public hysteria. You're not going to give money to save the polar bear if you think the polar bear is good for another 10,000 years. but you might save the polar bear. You'll certainly give $5 to save the polar bear if Greenpeace tells you that if you don't give the money now, the baby polar bears will all die because of man-made global warming. It's the same with Al Gore. Look how much money Al Gore has made as a failed president. He's made far more than he would have done had he got the job. And the reason for that is he's been involved in all these green ventures. The Chicago Carbon Trading Exchange made him a bit of money before it closed down because the carbon trading market collapsed. But he got out in time, as did Goldman Sachs, as did all the serious money makers. Look at the people involved in Solyndra. There is so much money sloshing around for these green projects. And so all these, the scientists who desperately want the funding to carry on with their research, they have to talk up the scare. And now that the science is collapsing, they're seeking whatever way they can to prop up this myth.
How intellectually dishonest has the scientific community been?
There is a lot of intellectual dishonesty in the science community. The phrase for this is noble cause corruption. Partly it's because, obviously, the scientists want the grant funding. They want to carry on with their research. And there has for years been a lot of money sloshing around allocated by the government and the United Nations and the European Union. A lot of this money has been allocated to research projects into climate change and global warming, so therefore follow the money. But the other reason is, and you look at this in the ClimateGate emails, what becomes fairly clear is that in a lot of these cases, these scientists are not deliberately lying for lying's sake. What they're trying to do is they believe the planet is genuinely under threat, and they therefore believe they have a moral duty to skew the data, to cherry-pick the evidence, to cheat slightly, to diverge from the scientific method, not because they're bad people, but because they think of themselves as good people. Hey, they're trying to save the world, so they need to skew the science to make politicians act now rather than in 10 years' time, by which time it might be too late. Now, this is bad science. It's good politics, but very bad science.
Well, do you think most people are waking up to this scam?
Yes, they are. People are waking up for two main reasons. The first is that the weather is not doing what the greenies and the environmentalists told us it should be doing. We should all be baking by now. Instead, a lot of people in Europe and in America are finding that these are the coldest winters they've known in ages. And they're asking themselves, hang on, where's all this global warming they promised us? The second reason, of course, is that in times of plenty, as we saw in the 1990s, for example, people start asking them questions like, maybe there's more to life than economic growth. Maybe I should consider living a more eco-friendly, sustainable lifestyle. Well, that's a luxury you can afford in times of plenty. But in times of tremendous economic hardship, people start asking much harder questions, like, why is $500,000 worth of my tax dollar going to fund this solar company, Solyndra, which then goes bust? Why is it buying all these electric cars for people like Leo DiCaprio to drive that then break down? Why is all this regulation being introduced? Why is my life being made more miserable by the government to deal with a problem which doesn't seem actually to exist? So people are becoming much more skeptical because of the economy and because of the weather.
Well, what can we do to get the truth out so people can see through this fraud?
I think that I would recommend people not to believe what they read in the New York Times, that people shouldn't believe what they read in all the liberal MSM. I'd say you get the truth on talk radio, on shows like this. You get the truth on Fox News. You get the truth on blogs like the one I do for The Telegraph, like What's Up With That. There are all the skeptical arguments are out there in books like my Watermelons book. It is simply a question of bypassing the complete nonsense that that our kids are taught by their school teachers at schools, by the nonsense that academics come out with. This is all, it's, I wouldn't call it a conspiracy, but I would call it a tissue of lies. It's a cathedral of lies which has been built up over the last few decades. And it's going to take us time to dismantle it, but it will happen because we have the truth and the facts on our side, and all they've got is lies, distortion, and exaggeration.
Where can we read more?
Well, there's my blog, which you'll find at thetelegraph.co.uk, James Dellingpole. There's another website called What's Up With That, which you can Google. There are some excellent books by people like Christopher Booker. I'd recommend you can find on the internet. There's a book by Christopher Booker's book is called The Real Global Warming Disaster. There's a book by Ian Plimer. There's a book with an Australian climate skeptic. There's a book I'd highly recommend called Eco-Fascists by Elizabeth Nixon, because remember, this isn't just a story about global warming. The reach of the environmentalists is much bigger than that. You think about all the stuff you hear about species extinction. You know, you're told that how many is it? Between 27,000 and 40,000 species go extinct every year. There's a whole industry called conservation biology, a whole junk science which is designed to panic us into taking ever more extreme measures to sequester areas of America. America is being confiscated by green advocacy groups. It is being taken away from private ownership and put into trusts where this land can never be enjoyed again by private individuals, because you've got the brown shirts of the environmental movement keeping it, preserving it for so-called future generations, except they're not. You look at the damage which has been done to America's forests. The Pacific Northwest, for example, has been ruined because when commercial activities like forestry are banned, as has happened to preserve this species called the spotted owl, what ends up happening is that the forest falls into decay. It's not cleared because people don't have any vested interest in maintaining the forest. So I think we need to be aware of just how much damage environmental junk science is causing to our world. It's hitting our economy. It's damaging the environment too, with things like wind farms and the damage to the trees I just mentioned.
James Dellingpole, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard-of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing, so.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears, because he keeps me up at night constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dinovite and I went to Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzyme.
ones that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Desert Gold Exchange. They have a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau. No complaints ever filed. Now, listen, I realize there are a lot of places you can go to buy gold, silver, and rare coins. Absolutely. But I will tell you something about Desert Gold Exchange. One, this is all they do. They don't have a pawn shop on the side. They're not doing all sorts of other things. This is it. They've been doing this for 20 years. They have a passion for commodities. That's all they do. Second, better prices and lower commissions. Third, they're family-owned and operated, so when you give them a call, you're not talking to some slacker who's just glad to have a job. You're talking to family. These are the people who own the company. So they're going to treat you right because they want to do business with you for the long haul. DesertGoldExchange.com, that's their website. And their phone number is 888-852-4343. Give Gene a call right now at 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. I like to work with you.
On Lock Talk 560 KSFO.
But what do you hide in your life? I got some great callers here. Here's a here's an interesting one. Karen in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got an oddball thing you're hiding. Karen, what is it that you hide?
I run the tolls on the highways because I have an out-of-state license plate.
And what? You mean that it's not registered by a camera?
I guess they've not been able to catch me. I have an Oregon license plate and registration and insurance, and I'm living in Tulsa now, and no one's ever caught me.
Well, in San Francisco, for example, on the Golden Gate Bridge, we used to have toll takers in little toll booths that looked like The Godfather, where Michael Corleone got executed, little tiny toll booths built for the Model T Ford. You have to slow down to get through them. Well, they got rid of the toll takers about a month or two ago, and now it's all electronic. So either you have a scanner device, or the cameras read your license plate, even if you're from out of state. It will be billed to your license. Do you know that?
It's not happening.
So when you come to San Francisco, don't run the toll, and certainly don't come with a flower in your hair if you run the toll, because you never know where you're liable to wind up. caller Kevin on KSFO. Kevin, what do you hide? Like Liberace hid his gayness, what do you hide?
I hide the fact that I'm a conservative and I collect guns.
But wait, you don't have to hide that. What field are you in that you have to hide that?
I work in a theater.
Oh, my God, you're a thespian. Of course you have to hide it. You're the Liberace of your theater.
Yeah, I work backstage security, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to hide the fact that you love America and you have guns if you work in the theater.
Okay.
So what is the world of thespianism like today, Kevin? Is it the same as it's always been?
It's surprising. You'll run into, you know, the typical sort of leftist goofballs, but then you'll run into people that on Sunday they'll be in church and, you know, they talk about going to church. You see others that are very family-oriented, so it's surprising how...
So you're getting a mixture. Isn't that interesting? It must be... Is it a fun profession? Are you a director, an actor? What do you do?
No, I'm a stage doorkeeper.
Stage doorkeeper. Interesting. Well, that's something you certainly have to hide it because they throw you out as quickly as I could say candelabra. Thank you for the call. I'm getting loads of callers today. This is really reversed. Normally, when I go on the air, I immediately get loaded up with calls from WABC in New York, WMAL in Washington, KLIF in Texas, and I find it hard to get callers from KSFO in San Francisco. Now I'm getting loads of callers from KSFO in San Francisco. Could you believe this? Sarah, KSFO. Sarah, what do you hide from the world?
Hi. I hide the fact that I work in the medical marijuana industry, and I also hide the fact that I'm Arabic, Muslim, and I'm fairly conservative.
Well, I'm not surprised that there are Muslims who are very conservative, because the middle-of-the-road Muslim has more to fear from the radicals than the general population of non-Muslims understands. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I would say so.
So why are you in the medical marijuana business? You must have to hide that from your own family.
Actually, they're the most supportive, just because I started out sort of in political fundraising, and then one thing led to another, and I'm in the medical marijuana industry as legitimately as possible, but at the same time, you know, there's still...
How much do you make a year? How much do you make a year in the pot business?
I can't say that.
Well, no one's listening that would know you. No one knows who you... Well, okay, Arabic lady, I get it. Okay. Well, I personally think if it's going to be legalized, which it is, it's a backdoor legalization. I believe the state should be selling the marijuana and that they should be taxing it if that's what you're going to do. I mean, I don't use marijuana. I did when I was younger. It screwed my brain up. I hated it. It made me nervous. It made me overemphasize certain things in the reality world that were not as big as I thought they were. I think it screws people up completely. Do you smoke it yourself?
I actually don't. I used to, but I definitely don't anymore. And I found that just with some people it works for them and some people it doesn't.
It absolutely. But you see, I think marijuana needs to become with a warning label. It is not for everyone. Moreover, the powerful marijuana of today, the high levels of THC, as you know better than I do, is not the marijuana of the 1960s or 70s. And in many susceptible people, it can provoke outright schizophrenic reactions. Sarah.
You're absolutely correct. And that's why we go to the lengths of testing everything and making sure that people do have recommendations.
So here you are, Arabic, medical marijuana peddler, and Muslim, and you listen to the show. So what do you listen for when you listen to my show?
You know, I consider myself sort of part of Generation MTV. I'm a little bit ignorant when it comes to politics and just becoming a business owner and having employees.
If you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're still a liberal at 40, you have no mind. I get it.
Savage.